Madam Vice President, our legacies will be and our future will be defined by how we address the challenges we face today. Palestinians are facing an existential threat in their own land. We reiterate our call for an immediate and permanent ceasefire, exchange of hostages and detainees, withdrawal of Israeli forces from entire Gaza, and unhindered humanitarian assistance. The only way for a lasting peace in the Middle East is through ending the Israeli occupation and implementing the two-state vision. The recent adoption of the General Assembly resolution demanding an end to Israel's occupation of Palestine is welcome. We must reject normalization of unprecedented violations of the international system. Further escalation and disregard for international law in Lebanon will only bring further chaos to the region and beyond. We reiterate High Commissioner's call on all states with influence to do everything they can to avert further escalation and to ensure full respect for international law. The humanitarian situation in Ukraine, Sudan, and Afghanistan is also a source of grave concern. We remain concerned by the rise of racism, Islamophobia, and anti-immigrant far-right rhetoric. The erosion of the center in several EU countries is real. The EU needs to take this seriously as it looks outside. It needs also to look inside and avoid further backslide. Thank you, Madam Vice President.